from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump says no to transgenders in military. President Donald Trump says the U.S. military will no longer let transgender people serve in any capacity, reversing a policy former President Barack Obama announced a year ago. In a string of Twitter comments, Mr. Trump said that after consultation with my generals and military experts, he was ending acceptance of transgender people into the country's armed forces. He wrote, "Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail." South Carolina Senator, conservative Lindsey Graham on what he thinks of the ban.
I have a hearing about it, not a tweet. So what I want to do is, Commander-in-Chief has a lot of latitude here. I don't know what the policy proposal is. I don't know why he decided what he did. But I think the right way to do this is have a hearing so you can hear from both sides. Have the Secretary of Defense and generals come before the committee to explain what their recommendations are. Make a reasoned decision about those who are serving as transgender. What happens to them at the end of the day. I want a strong, vibrant military, but I want to be fair. The best way to do this is have a hearing, not a tweet.
Before Trump's announcement, his defense chief, Jim Mattis, said recently the Pentagon would delay Obama's order through the remainder of 2017 in order to review the impact of the shift. Congressman Steve Scalise was released from a Washington hospital Wednesday, almost 6 weeks after he was critically wounded in an ambush shooting on a baseball field in nearby Virginia. Scalise, the third highest-ranking Republican in the House, was shot in the hip when a gunman attacked a group of Republican members of Congress who were participating in a baseball practice on June the 14th. This is VOA News. A top technology aide to Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives was arrested Monday at a Washington airport while attempting to leave the United States for Pakistan. Imran Awan, an IT aide who worked for the former Democratic National Committee chairwoman, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and several other congressional Democrats, was arrested on fraud charges related to a housing loan he received. Now, Awan and his wife requested and received a home loan from the Congressional Federal Credit Union for $165,000 under the pretense that the couple would occupy the home, according to Awan's arrest warrant. Now, the couple didn't occupy the house, but instead rented out the property to tenants in violation of their loan arrangement. Science seems to finally be winning in the war against HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, but experts gathered at the Paris Conference on the Deadly Disease say proposed cuts in global funding may delay the final blow. VOA's George Puttich reports.
It took 3 decades from the appearance of the first drug for slowing the onset of AIDS to today's drug cocktails that save many of the infected patients from what was inevitable death. The Conference on AIDS, held this week in Paris, reflected optimism about new treatments and concern about proposed cuts in funding, especially by the U.S. government. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo highlighted the lack of funds.
I want to remind you that $7 billion per year is still missing in the fight against AIDS in the world.
In spite of the latest advances, the virus that causes AIDS remains a formidable enemy. George Puttich, VOA News, Washington.
Among the highlights of the conference is the recent news about a 10-year-old South African child born with HIV. After only a year of treatment, the child has been virus-free for more than 8 years. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov says that Moscow will likely retaliate against the United States in response to a new set of sanctions punishing Russia for interfering in last year's presidential election. The House of Representatives approved legislation Tuesday that also expands congressional checks on President Donald Trump's abilities to ease those penalties. Now, the bill also includes sanction against Iran and North Korea, which has not settled well with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. He says, if the enemy, the United States, breaches part of the deal, we will breach parts of it. If they breach the entire deal, we will breach it in its entirety. Rouhani is referring there to the nuclear deal that he'd struck with the Obama administration that would curb development of the Iranian nuclear program. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.